The Old Testament reading for Cantate is written in Isaiah chapter 12. You will say in that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for though you were angry with me, your anger turned away, that you might comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation, and you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples, proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be made known in all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitant of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is written in James chapter 1. Do not be deceived, my beloved brothers. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness that God requires. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 16th chapter. Jesus said, Now I am going to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, Where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father and you will see me no longer. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. This is the gospel of the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The sermon for Cantate is based on the Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 16th chapter. Jesus said, Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Later he says, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. Thus far the text. In the water of holy baptism, the faithful of God receive the same Spirit who calls them by the gospel, enlightens them with his gifts, sanctifies and keeps them in the true faith. That is what the Holy Spirit does. It is his work and office. That is what Christ is telling his disciples. And through his disciples, he is telling you. This, unfortunately, is not what usually comes to mind when talk turns to the Holy Spirit. Usually in worldly circles, and even so-called Christian circles, when the Holy Spirit is mentioned, most think of holy rollers, televangelists, faith healers, speaking in tongues, special knowledge, and good old God spoke to me type talk. Sadly, though, all of those miss the real work of the Holy Spirit and destroy the gospel. The small called articles has a blessed confession of God's truth regarding the Holy Spirit. The small called articles is one of the books that you believe, teach, and confess as being a proper exposition of God's word. It's one of the many books that make up the Book of Concord, of which you confess all of those books to be proper as confessional Lutherans. Within the small called articles, it states, "In these matters which concern the spoken external word, it must be firmly maintained that God gives no one his spirit or grace apart from the external word which goes before. We say this to protect ourselves from the enthusiasts, that is, the spirits who boast that they have the Holy Spirit apart from and before contact with the word." The small called articles continue. "Therefore, we should and must insist that God does not want to deal with us human beings except by means of his external word and sacrament. Everything that boasts of being from the Spirit, apart from such a word and sacrament, is of the devil." My friends, in Christ Jesus, the Holy Spirit calls you by the gospel in word and sacrament, enlightens you with his gifts in word and sacrament, sanctifies, that is, makes and keeps you holy in word and sacrament, and keeps you in the true faith in word and sacrament. Even as he calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth in word and sacrament, and keeps her with Jesus Christ in the one true faith in word and sacrament. This is what matters. These are the things of the church: preaching, holy absolution, holy baptism, the Lord's Supper. These are the things of the Holy Spirit's work. Everything else in the church is secondary at best and meaningless at worst. Holy baptism is where sinners condemned to death and hell are buried with Christ into judgment. And like as he was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, they too may walk in newness of life, real life, abundant life, everlasting life. It is there with water dripping from your head that you received the Holy Spirit with all of his gifts, victory over death and devil, forgiveness of sins. And where there is forgiveness of sins, there is life and salvation. God makes Christians by water and word, by way of gift. Faith and life Do not come by the ears of God being filled with your words of promise, for those words are untrue, unsure, and uncertain. Faith and life come by hearing the word and promises of God, for those words and promises are most certainly true and unbreakable. God Almighty puts a new song upon your lips, and in so doing, he puts a new song upon the lips of his church, but not without a struggle. The Holy Spirit is alive and well, convicting you with respect to sin because of your unbelief, convicting you of righteousness because even the holiest of your good works are but filthy rags, convicting you of judgment because Satan, who your fallen flesh is in league with, has already been condemned. Christ even has the new man of faith, whom he put within you, praying against yourself in the third petition of the Lord's Prayer. When you pray, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven," you are praying that your natural will be broken and hindered. Do you remember the words from the Small Catechism? How is God's will done? God's will is done when he breaks and hinders every evil plan and purpose of the devil, the world, and your sinful nature, which do not want to hallow God's name and let his kingdom come. But thankfully, his will continues. And God's will is done when he strengthens and keeps you firm in his word and faith until you die. This is his good and gracious will. In the three convictions, the Holy Spirit preaches the word of God into the ears of the unbelieving and believing, that they might receive the life and righteousness of Christ by God-created faith alone. The Holy Spirit preaches the gospel into your ears. Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man born of the Virgin Mary, is your Lord, who has purchased and won you from all sins, from death and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy, precious blood, and with his innocent suffering and death, so that in his blood you would be declared holy and righteous by faith alone, and you would be brought to sing unto the Lord a new song, the song of Christ's merits for you. If it were about being good enough to get into heaven, no one would get in. You can't be good. How's that hit your spirit? Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Does this news rock you? Does it bother you that you can't be good? This is what it does. It wipes you out. It brings you down to the gutter, so that your only hope is there. That's it. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Jesus says, I came to seek and to save the lost, that is, the condemned of this world. Again, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Of the goodness and mercy of the Father, for the sake of his suffering, dying, and rising Son, you needn't lift a finger to inherit eternal life. Is that not good news? It's yours as a free gift of the Father for the sake of his Son, delivered into your ears by the preaching and work of the Holy Spirit and received by God-created faith. The Holy Christian Church on earth is a hearing church, not a seeing church. It's all by way of the Word of God, preached and proclaimed into the ears, not by the seeing of the eyes. Preaching and absolution are things of the Spirit. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of Christ. For this reason, everything in the Christian church is so ordered that the gospel and absolution are daily preached into the ears of those who would believe such words and promises of God by the work of the Holy Spirit, who guides you into all truth. Into all truth. Holy baptism and the Lord's Supper are things of the Spirit. Witness a holy baptism with your eyes and see water, but listen with your ears, and you hear the washing of regeneration and renewal by the Holy Spirit, because you're hearing the Word. When you come to the altar seeking with your eyes, you see only bread and wine. But if you listen with your ears, then you behold Christ's body and blood given and shed for you, Christians, to eat and to drink for the forgiveness of your sins. Why? Because you hear Christ's words of institution that make it so. My friends, in Christ Jesus, it's God's Word that is the power. And God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit, works through that Word and from such Word through those sacraments. The church lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. And she sings the truth of God's word that is placed upon her lips. If you wish to see Jesus, then see through your ears. For the Holy Spirit preaches the righteousness of Christ through your ears and into the very depths of your being. And by God-created faith alone, you are declared righteous for the sake of Christ's merits for you. And thus, you are brought to sing. Dear Christians, one and all, rejoice indeed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.